next application is case number 11412, the application of Lynn Betts. Site is located southwest of Route 297, Oak Orchard Road, being northwest of Old Meadow Drive, 1,100 feet southwest of Route 297, Oak Orchard Road, and being lot 15 and one half of lot 16 within Oak Meadows subdivision with an address, 911 address, excuse me, of 27522 Oak Meadow Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of 234, map 29, parcel 84, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement, and they are more specifically requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a dwelling. And a gentleman, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returned.
Right, thank you, Mr. Lane.
All right, good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lynn Betts, 28 North Pine Street Extended, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. Mr. Lank, members of the board, thank you for letting me come in and make this request this evening. My aunt and uncle purchased this piece of property in Oak Meadows about 1983-84, retired down here. There was some improvements made. It's an 81 Windstar trailer, and there was a deck on the front, and records show that permits have been pulled throughout the years for screening in, closing in the front porch, putting the A-frame roof on, and what have you. At no time, and like I said, various permits have been pulled, different additions have been done. Even the county came in, put in water. There's a fire hydrant in the front yard, new sewer lines down there, and I didn't have a clue that there was any setback problem until I went to sell the property. And I have sold it with a contingency that this issue be addressed. Even when I had it appraised in 06. So the thing is, the screened-in front porch is apparently 2 foot too close to the road now, and I have no idea when that happened, if it was done originally or if after the lines went in it shortened the front yard. I don't know. It's a nice-looking structure. It would certainly create an unnecessary hardship to take off 2 foot of the front porch. And it really does make, the front porch is very nice. It's nicely closed in, and like a previous resident stated, it keeps the Millsboro mosquitoes at bay so that you can actually enjoy the property. There's nothing detrimental to anyone around there. The uniqueness of that property is that I sold it for $30,000 less than what Mr. O'Neill appraised it at, so that a young family could move there and not have to pay lot rent. And that was good enough for me, so I'm hoping that the board will see that we can get this variance passed so that this new family can enjoy that place.
All right, ma'am. We'll see. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Rickards?
You said you didn't notice it when you had it appraised, you said, or?
No.
Do you, from my information, when you appraise a place, do you get the setbacks and things like
that? I don't recall in the appraisal that there was an.
But you do that.
Pardon?
You do that as part of the appraisal?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember, like, having Mr. Temple or anybody go in and do the. Honestly, can't remember what all was involved with the appraisal, but I have an appraisal that it was done valued at over $90,000, and I gave it away for just about $60,000.
Okay. So that's not part of the procedure of appraisal?
Apparently not, or else I think I'd have been notified back then.
Well, I imagine. Okay. Thank you. No more questions.
Okay.
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no questions.
I just have one for Mr.
Right,
Lang.
Mr. Sharp.
Looking at the packet that we have, it looks to me like there was a, was there a certificate of compliance
issued? There was a certificate of compliance issued for It appears to be a swimming pool that doesn't exist anymore.
A mobile home.
And then there's a mobile home permit, but the mobile homes was done before the before 1983 when we added the records through the computer system. And there's two outstanding residential additions, one issued in 83 and one issued in 85.
That was an A roof, right? A roof?
Yeah.
I didn't look at the permits.
Yeah,
yeah, you're A-roof. Right.
Yeah,
one was for an A roof, and the other was for, if I can get my fingers to work.
Awning.
An awning.
Awning.
Awning, yeah.
Yep, 900, yeah, the awning and the A roof.
So they were getting the permits.
I'm sorry. The awning would have been for when they were closing that deck in.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Excuse me. All right. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness in that the property has existed as it is for quite some time, and that it would require change to develop it in strict conformity, therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but someone else. We didn't hear any testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think the request is a minimum to afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 11,412.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickman that we approve case number 11,412. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,412 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. All right, gentlemen, that's all of this evening's business. There's no old business. So if there's nothing
Chairman,
further.
Are we, I've got one case, 11,348, that I think we were waiting for pictures and to know how much the road frontage was. Have I missed something and
we had a irregular shaped parcel, the gentleman.
I think you're thinking of another one, Mr. Lang. This one is the Mazzella one, and I believe that one's been voted on.
Okay.
There is one that Robert still waiting.
Well, I can't remember the name.
Okay. Cook. Richard Cook.
Yeah,
Richard
that
Cook.
One.
I want to say it's 11,370.
He didn't specify when he had to come back with his pictures of his unit.
Oh.
He's been waiting to find one. Jennifer, did you talk to him or somebody else is talking to him? Jennifer might be able to tell you. I can't.
I knew there was one, but I didn't. I thought I had the right paperwork. Obviously, I didn't.
You didn't give him a time. Basically, you didn't give him a time frame to bring the pictures back, so he's just been taking his time.
Sweet time.
All right.
So he's been told we've been told we need the pictures.
I'm going to nudge him again then.
So.
All right.
Yeah, we tried to get him to just tell us on the phone that it would be no older than 5 years old, but he wouldn't commit to that.
Maybe he doesn't.
He was thinking of, he had too many discussions with the office, I guess. He thought that it's valid for a year. Nobody asked him a specific date to give the information. Or
it
for him
it probably would be good to discuss this anymore since we don't have it on the agenda.
No, I'm just trying to let you know what the circumstances are. So what, you should put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
Discuss it.
We need the testimony.
Then we'll discuss it.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, there's nothing else before the board. Before we close, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Have a safe one, because we won't meet again until July the 7th.
I will say, being a Sussex County resident all my life, that this is the first agenda I've seen I could actually pronounce every applicant's name.
Outstanding.
The only reason I knew Singh because I see him BJ's thing on golf.
Right. Right, but if it hadn't been for Don.
Lewis, Dr. Singh, so.
If it hadn't been for Don Miller, you might have had a little trouble.
Oh, yeah, I would have had trouble with the neighbor's name. I didn't know what that was. Yeah. But the Singh part,
Now I need a motion.
Well, I make a motion that we adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.